You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to a marvelous episode of Ask Drone You.
His name is Paul, and I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 563.
Well, Rob, I gotta say, that is one gorgeous accent you have.
That's all I got.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I think he's making fun of me.
I would never do such a thing, Robert.
You big jerk.
But I may poke fun at our caller today.
No, don't do that.
Well, I just got to give him props for the longest question ever.
Yes, that was...
We may shorten it just a little bit.
I think we're only going to do part A of the question, but it is a great question.
Part A of, was that of Z or GH or I? I can't remember.
I love it because he's engaged and essentially having a conversation with us through this question. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that you listen, and I appreciate that you took the time to send in a question. I know Paul does too.
Yes, absolutely. So it's just a long one. And if you go a long time being hungry, you should probably check out our friends, Charky. But if you go a long time making videos and you run out of copyright-free clips, copyright-free audio, motion graphics and templates and more, you got to check out our friends at videoblocks.com/drone. Because right now, if you act right now, guess what? 7 days for free. Download whatever you want. Whatever you want, go download it. Videoblocks.com/drone. But Rob, since we did such a sly job of working in those sponsorship pieces, let's move right into the question.
Hey guys, this is John here at Raleigh, North Carolina. You've got a couple questions for me. I really look forward to just hearing the podcast anyway, even if you can't get to my questions. I hope you can touch on this though. So Rob and Paul, I just actually finished Living a Drone Life. Awesome book. I'm going to leave a thorough review on Amazon. Leave you 5 stars. Thank you for the book and putting that together. Fantastic. My question is, what's the most preferred method? I just want to towards Paul, I guess. Most preferred method for storing 4K footage? And specifically, too, like even if you have a brand name of an SSD that you like or an SSD RAID setup that you use, anything, like just specifically what you actually use and or recommend for storage, because I know that SSD is way more expensive, but it's also something I've been using for a couple of years, and there's no way, unless you recommend it, that I would consider, you know, buying like a 20 terabyte hard drive that spins mechanically. It doesn't seem viable in today's day and age with how things are progressing in technology. So that's my question. What's your most preferred 4K 60fps storage preferences?
John, thank you for the question. Thank you. Really, really appreciate it. Thanks for buying the book. Glad it was helpful. And we will absolutely take those reviews. Really appreciate you taking the time to do that.
Definitely. Definitely appreciate that. Okay. Honesty moment here, Rob. I went to California a couple weeks ago, shot a really cool video, put all the footage on a Seagate 1 terabyte drive, and then the drive failed on me. It was the first time a drive has ever failed on me. And I had just put all the footage from that shoot with a particular company on that drive.
Not to mention the other footage that was already on that drive.
Yes. And I'm having to pay a lot of money to get that footage back. Like way more money than it costs to get the footage.
To a recovery company.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I cannot express how important it is to back up your data. And this question couldn't be more relevant, really right now. You know, I feel him. I feel what he's saying. He's like, should I really go back to, you know, just regular hard drives, a mechanical hard drive instead of an SSD? And this is actually something that Ilker and I were talking about yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I said, Ilker, like, why does it matter if I get a mechanical hard drive over an SSD? Mm-hmm. Because with a mechanical hard drive, you can have a lot more space to back up.
Right.
And an SSD is really important if you're editing footage, right? If you need that seek time so that there is no seek time mm-hmm. for the drive to spin and get the data.
So you're more efficient.
It's a lot faster.
Much faster.
So when you're editing, I totally understand having SSD. But after talking to my producer yesterday, I really question whether SSD is necessary for storage.
So when you say it's so much more expensive.
It's so much more expensive.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you guys some links here. I'll send them to Rob so he can put them in the show notes. But I would recommend a Drobo or a Synology disk station for backups. You chose.
That's not true. Our producer that you just applauded did a lot of research.
Well, let me be honest. We chose Synology. Because of a couple things. There were a few reasons. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ilker, as I'm getting a look right now. There's a couple reasons.
Damn.
Number one, the fact of networking, the ability for our contracted employees to have access to our network when we're not here. And Synology has a better system for that because they have an application that runs a GUI.
Which, are we even using the application?
Yes.
We are. Okay.
Which has a GUI. User interface.
Okay.
And it's a lot easier to set up, right? It solves the problem of we needed to network quickly, and there's an app to set that up. Drobo, on the other hand, I haven't been corrected yet. So Drobo, on the other hand, is better for a single user who doesn't have to set up a network and it has a lot of flexibility if you need it, but it's a lot more difficult to set up in that network situation and the ability to have multiple users come in and grab that data.
So, which was our application, which is one of the reasons we went with Synology.
Right?
Either way, maybe the main point in all of this is having the redundancy.
RAID is really important. Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I feel like Ilker should just be on this podcast too. As he's standing up.
I like having Ilker hover.
What are you guys saying?
And make sure. Just with the finger.
Yeah. Yes.
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 No.
No. Yes. But Drobo is really good for people like me. Single users, small businesses. It doesn't need to be networked. It doesn't have to be connected to the internet. And the cool thing is that Drobo is a RAID setup. So what does RAID mean? RAID essentially means that if I were to have 10 terabytes of storage with RAID, I would really only have 5 terabytes of storage because the drives are creating backups of themselves. So it's like a secondary backup.
And you can actually increase that. You could do a backup to the backup.
Exactly.
So you can divide up those gigabytes however you want.
Yes, that's exactly correct. Now, if you go SSD, the cost gets astronomical very fast, okay? Now, this is actually really good for beefing up what Ilker and I talked about, as well as the question of, should I really go back to mechanical? If I go to Amazon, I look up Drobo's page and the Drobo Mini, which is the Drobo 5C, 5 direct drive attached storage array. They sell the base unit for $300.
Mm-hmm.
And you could easily, let me look it up really quick, you could easily get a bunch of Samsung Evo SSDs. I really recommend them. It's what all my friends in the tech industry use.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull it up really quick. Samsung SSD Evo. Okay, so if I were to get a 500 gigabyte SSD, it's $177, okay? Now, there's only 5 ports, so I can only buy 5 of them, okay? If I bought 5 of them, I would have 2.5 terabytes of storage. I'm sorry, I would fill that up in the first hour.
It's not going to cut it.
Not going to cut it. So if I actually go on Drobo's site, they are selling the Drobo Mini with 4 4-terabyte HDDs, which essentially means mechanical hard drives.
Right.
And that's $949 total.
Yeah.
Now, since I'm not going to be editing on my Drobo, that's okay with me.
Yeah. It's just a storage function.
Exactly. If I were
backup
to ever
function.
Edit on this thing, I would only go SSD.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be buying that to edit on that machine.
No.
I mean, that would never be your solution for that.
No, I'm actually in the middle of reformatting and rebuilding my Mac Mini to be my editing machine again. So, and again, that's going to be an SSD 2 terabyte drive. But you guys can get Synology, you can get Drobo. They both work really well. If you're not a techie, I would go Synology because there are apps to set it up. There are great videos to set it up. Like, you really won't need that much. But for me, my friends, very techie, nerdy mofos, use Drobo.
Cool. Interestingly, the reviews on Amazon anyways are, they go towards Synology.
Totally.
I haven't read through all of them, but so I don't know why that is, but they definitely get better reviews.
Well, let's look up the reviews. You know what other reviews are my favorite reviews?
Probably like those gummy bears.
The Haribo sugar-free gummy bears. Yes. If you are ever bored, go on Amazon, Haribo sugar-free gummy bears, and you may poop yourself laughing.
I mean, yeah. That is a specific reference.
Okay. All right. So the Synology Disk Station Basic is $150. That's only a 2-bay.
Oh, yeah. You don't want a 2-bay.
So if I get a 5-bay, we're looking at $300. Okay. So pretty much same price as Drobo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I want to fill that up with hard drives, let's see. Frequently bought together. Come on. Okay. Here we go. I would never buy this. I'm sorry. This is a Western Digital drive, and I've had so many friends lose these drives. There's no freaking way I would buy these things.
Awesome. Anyways, you get the point, right?
Yeah.
Either a Drobo, either a Synology, whichever one you find yourself being more comfortable with, that's a solution we've used. That's a solution techie friends have used.
True. Mm-hmm.
And should serve you well, even though it's not SSD.
An SSD is going to be better. It's just also a lot more expensive. And the reason I wanted to showcase the comparison between the two is that there are people that listen to the show that are a lot like me, except without the drone you part, meaning they have a small business. They fly themselves. It is their business. They're a one-man team or they're a two-man team, and they have limited funding. I think you got your answer. For the guys who are building network solutions, I think you got your answer as well. So, I just want to make sure that we have options out there for people, you know, that they understand the full gamut.
Absolutely.
So anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Hope I answered your question. If I didn't, go to AskDroneU.com. Let us know how we can do it better. If you're listening on iTunes, subscribe to us on YouTube. You may actually be a little bit more entertained by the video aspect of this podcast. Either way, guys, thank you for listening. That's going to do it for us. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.